Welcome to the Discover Uncover podcast series. Curator of Collections, Jeff Whitcox, and our Community Engagement Coordinator, Jerome Threlkeld, will take you on a journey back in time. We hope you come away with a deeper sense of Michigan's history and how the objects and stories of the past relate to today's culture, customs, and society. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the Discover Uncover podcast series.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Discover Uncover podcast. I am Jerome Threlkeld, Community Engagement Coordinator here at Sloan Museum of Discovery in Flint, Michigan. And I am so honored to have my colleague and friend, Jeff Whitcox, with us today. He is the Curator of Collections for all this amazing stuff that we have here at Sloan. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great. Jerome, the honor is mine.
No, the pleasure is all mine. So how are you? What's going on?
Doing great. Enjoying this sunny day we're having today.
Yeah, that is amazing. In Michigan, the sun is shining.
Yes.
And I'm excited about it. It was 60 degrees, whatever it was, and it's 30-something now, but this is Michigan. And we still say yes. We have a wonderful artifact to talk about today. It is the 1956 Buick Century. Centurion. What is it?
Well, it's my favorite car in the collection, actually.
Uh-oh, yes. You heard it, folks. This is his favorite.
Unlike a parent, I don't love all of them the same. But, you know, this is definitely my favorite. 1956 Buick Centurion, I think it's the most unique car in the collection, for sure.
Let's get into its uniqueness. I'll tell you one thing. It is a bad-looking something.
It is.
And when I see it, I think of the Jetsons.
Oh, that's exactly what I think of, too. It looks like those little Jetsons cars that they'd fly around.
Yes. With. Does this one fly?
Unfortunately, it doesn't.
Ah, you know? Come on.
I mean, they told me when I was a kid we were going to have flying cars by this point. We still don't.
Well, I've seen you drive. Yours is a fly.
Only when it gets up on two wheels, really.
So tell me something about this car. It is amazing.
It is. So it's actually a concept car. And with a concept car, oftentimes they're not actually production vehicles, which is the case with this one. It is one of a kind. They only made one. This one would go on to enter production in 1971, but it would have a very different look, sadly, than this one does.
So it went into production when?
1971.
And so it was concept in 56.
56, yeah. So like I said, the one in 1971 looks nothing like this, which makes me very sad, but they did carry the name forward a little bit. We do have a number of concept cars in the collection. I believe we have three altogether, including this one. We do get those occasionally from General Motors. Not so much anymore. This is something that was more happening in the 60s and 70s that they were giving them to us.
Okay. Well, for those of you that are listening, this is a candy apple red top with cream bottom, and it is amazing. So this concept car, where would someone see it?
So this debuted at the 1956 Motorama, which was an auto show that General Motors put together every year from 1949 to 1961. And it would happen in different cities in a certain year. So it might be in San Francisco for a week or two, and then it would move to Boston, and then on and on and on. And the idea behind these was to stoke interest in General Motors products and get people excited about the brand. So often what they're showing here is concept cars like this that are really flashy.
I could definitely see this car in the Big Apple. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they took it to New York.
Oh, for sure. So, you know, this was designed by a man named Chuck Jordan. He joins GM in 1949 and would go on to become VP of design in 1980. So this was really one of the cars that he cut his teeth on. The next year, he started working on other products as well.
So he had longevity
he
with
did.
The company. Okay.
You know, there's a lot of features on this car that didn't really continue forward. And, you know, maybe we talk about those.
So, Jeff, you talking about a Discover Uncover. Like, how can we go... You know, I like engines, so let's go to the thing that's going to make it run. Can you just take me to the engine real quick?
Yeah,
come on.
We sure
come
can.
This
is one of the perks of my job. You know, you get to get up close and personal with things like this that most people only get to see behind a barrier. So
ooh-wee.
Really love to share this with you. So, under the hood, it's got a 348 cubic inch engine, V8, generates about 325 horsepower. So,
wow.
I've never quite seen an engine like this. Lots of interesting features in here.
Very interesting. I love how the oil cap is very red.
Well, they want you to know what it is, right?
Yeah. This is cool. All right, let's go.
Okay, get this closed. One of the things that is really notable about the Centurion is it takes a lot of its design cues from jets and rockets. You know, as you're looking at this, you see this very streamlined shape, but there's other design areas that take their cues directly from jets. And one of the things that I find really distinctive about this vehicle is actually the headlights. If you look closely at that, there's these ribs all around the outside of the light. Well, that's meant to imitate a jet turbine.
It definitely looks like one.
It does, not only with the ribs, but with the way that it's recessed back into the body a little bit.
Yeah. Ooh, this is a bad car here. This is bad. Look at the grill here.
I never actually looked up close at that grill.
Ooh, that is this is cool. Some grill. I think I'm joining you, Jeff. This may be my favorite car in the collection as well. Yeah, that is some grill.
Well, let's head to the back.
Okay.
There's more features back here to talk about. So we mentioned the influences from the jet, right? We have this bullet-shaped cone here. This very much mimics the back end of a fighter jet to me. This is where we have the brake light, the backup light, just like we have on our cars today. And then you have exhaust right here. And this, to me, kind of looks like the afterburners on a fighter jet.
It definitely looks that way. But this backup light is so cool.
It's very cool. But one of the coolest features of this car, and I think the thing that makes it the most unique, is actually right here. Do you have any guesses what that is?
Is that like the gas tank?
That is actually a backup camera.
A what?
Backup camera, 1956.
No way. You talking about like backup camera, like what we have in our cars now?
Yes. Very similar.
In 1956?
1956. I mentioned, you know, a concept car is all about, you know, displaying the newest features. A lot of times they're really pushing the envelope. And this is one example of how they're pushing that envelope with these designs.
Get out of here.
So this was a full-on television camera rather than being like a digital camera like we have today. And there would be cables that snaked their way all the way up to the front. Now, there's some debate on whether or not this actually functioned because the cables in the 1950s would be pretty cumbersome. There might not be room for it under the dash. But it connects all the way up here to the front of the car where there is a television screen in the dash.
Oh, what? I see the television screen. Way cool.
Yeah, so you can see that right there. There would be a black and white TV. And that's in place of a rear view mirror.
So there wasn't a rear view mirror at all.
No rear view mirror. You notice there's not even side view mirrors.
I saw that.
So it's just the camera. So here's a question I've got for you. And this is something that stumps a lot of people. You can see we've got this cylinder right here in the middle of the dash. What do you think that is?
I don't know. Was that where the rocket fuel goes?
Believe it or not, that's actually an AM radio. So,
wow.
Another kind of unique feature with this car is the speedometer. It's really unusual. Right above, or right behind the steering wheel, you see that dial. The speedometer itself moves, and there's a stationary indicator, as opposed to our cars today, which has a stationary dial, but an indicator that moves. The whole dial rotates.
This car is, man, this is amazing. I mean, the attention to detail is just crazy.
So I actually learned something while I was researching for this podcast, and that is what's called a sweep spear. I didn't know what that was.
Say it again.
Sweep spear.
A sweep spear. What?
It's a design element made of chrome. It's the strip of chrome here. It goes above the front wheel.
Yeah.
And dips back toward the rear wheel. And that's a design feature of Buick that was seen in 1959. that came from this concept. So you can see they took a fairly tame element of this car.
Man.
One of my favorite features of this, aside from the backup camera, is this awesome bubble top. I think it's what makes the look of this truly distinctive. You know, I don't think it's super practical from just a comfort and practicality perspective, just because it would get so hot in here and there's no shelter from the heat. You'd have to have an air conditioning.
But I think that's what makes it look like a Jetson car.
It definitely does. So, I mean, one of the perks of my job is I do get to get inside these from time to time. It's a very comfortable car to sit in. The seats are very plush. I think you'd like it.
Yeah, I already like it. Wish I could just get it on the road. However, there's no AC in this vehicle.
No AC.
Oh, no, I'm only going to ride for probably 2 minutes. I live for AC.
So another thing in here that you'll notice is a lot of things are push-button operated, and that's a little bit more distinctive for the 1950s, where a lot of times you're having to manipulate levers and do things manually. But you can see in the center console here, there's a button to adjust the headrest, and also there's a seat release, I'm assuming, to push the seats backward and forward, maybe.
All of this was in 1956.
All of this was in 1956.
I am floored by that. Jeff, you've shared so much about this amazing car. I mean, we have an amazing collection of cars. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
I would love to. So, you know, currently here at the museum, we've got about 20 cars on display, but we have a total of 97.
97
cars. Going as far back as 1902 and all the way up to 1999. You know, we have a lot of General Motors cars. Most are Flint made. Some are lesser known brands that existed here at one time, like Dort, Flint, that was another brand, things like that. We also have a lot of automotive accessories and different parts of cars. Like you can see here in the gallery, there's a cutaway transmission that you can see what the interior workings were like. But one of my favorite things about this gallery is that we actually have a partnership with General Motors where every 12 months we get a new concept car, a newer concept car from them on loan. And we actually have a new one coming in about a month. And I guess this is my chance to talk about this. It's going to be a 1985 Buick Wildcat, which is so 80s and has a lot of very cool features.
And we'll have it for how long?
1 year.
1 year.
March of 2025, we'll get another one.
That's outstanding. Well, thank you for all you do and, you know, caring for these beautiful vehicles and all the things you go through to keep them clean and all of that. And we really appreciate that. Well, I hope you enjoy learning more about this 1956 Centurion and just learning about all the 90 plus cars that we have here at Sloan Museum. If you would love to give us a call or email us, let me give you the information. Our phone number is 810-237-3417, or you can email us at podcast@sloanlongway.org. Until we see you again, have a great day.